Around 10 years ago, I was in a shul in New York, and it was during the week. And in that shul, they daven mincha, very close to shkia, and then someone speaks for 2 minutes in between mincha and ma'ariv, then they start ma'ariv. So I was a guest in the shul, I was sitting there, and I guess the person that normally speaks every day, he wasn't around. So someone like pushed me to go and speak. I have absolutely no idea what I said, I can't remember. But at the end of my 2 minute speech, a man came over to me. The man was an MK, one of the members of the Knesset here in Israel. He was visiting New York and staying in that community while he was speaking a speaking tour. So he was sitting in the audience. I didn't realize. And then I realized after he came over to me. And he said to me, that was a great Dvar Torah. He said, just one thing. One thing that I said wrong was that. Again, I don't remember what I said. But I guess I kept on mentioning Bnei Yisrael. I was talking about the Jewish people. I called them Bnei Yisrael. He said, it's not Bnei Yisrael. It's Am Yisrael. Should have said Am Yisrael. I said, okay. Didn't know there was a difference, you know. But okay, I got it. Later on, in now that this is in the forefront of my mind, that there's actually a difference between Bnei Yisrael and Am Yisrael. So as I was learning Chumash, I realized that he was completely wrong, like terribly wrong. Because, for example, if you go through the Chumash, you'll notice that the word Am, when we talk about Am Yisrael, is always talking about when the Jewish people are in like a really bad place. They're bad people. They're a bad nation. They're lowlives. So, like, for example, by the Chet HaEgel, right after the Chet HaEgel, it says, Vayomer Moshe El Aaron, Me'asal Lecha Am Azeh. What did this Am do? They did this terrible sin. So when the Jewish people are down and out, the Torah calls them an Am. When they're doing well, Tzavis B'nai Yisrael. They call them B'nai Yisrael. Go command the Jewish people. B'nai Yisrael is when they're good. Am is when they're bad. Okay? Or for example, in Parshas Baloscha, Perikil Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, next few weeks we'll have this Parsha. It says, Vayihi Am K'misonanim. It talks about the Jewish people in the desert. They were causing problems. And Rashi says, that's where he says the rule, if you want to look it up, Bamidbar Yud Aleph Aleph. Rashi says the rule. Ein Ha'am Ela Rishayim. Anytime it says Am, it's referring to evil people. Vayihi Am Kimisonanim, the nation were complainers. Am, they're complaining, they're bad, they're Rishayim, they're evil people. V'cheinu Omer, Ma'asel Am Hazeh. It brings examples. He says, U'kishahim kisherim, when the Jewish people are kosher, when they're good, then it says, Ami. Because the Jewish people, my nation, Ami. And the Mefarshim explained that there are some exceptions. In certain places, Am might be good, Ami might be bad. But the general rule, the simple explanation of the Pasuk, throughout all of Tanakh, is that when it says Am, it refers to the Jewish people in a bad place. They're low. They're low down. When it says Ami, or B'nai Yisrael, it means good. So, you know, I wish I could talk to that MK once again, and they could discuss this observation that I had. However, there is one spot where this rule just totally gets turned over on its head. And that is by Matan Torah. By Har Sinai, if you go through the Psukim in Parshas Yisro, you will see at least 21 times consecutively that B'nai Yisrael are called an Am. Now, at Har Sinai, the Jewish people were high level. The Torah calls them Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh. They're a holy nation. They're like Kohanim. Am Segula. They're a nation of Segula. They're treacherous. They're tremendous. So, we know they were so great, but the Torah keeps on calling them Am, and Am, and Am, and Am, and Am. So what's going on? This is the question of the Shemi Shmuel. In this week's parasha, he asks this question. He says, in preparation for Shavuos, what's going on? Am is always a bad thing or a low level. And by the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, it keeps on calling the Jewish people who are at a very high level, they call them an Am. So what's the idea? So he answers along the following lines, but I'll add to it from an interesting idea I saw. There's a mashgiach of the Chevron Yeshiva, very, very large yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Rechaim Yitzchak, a Cohen Kaplan. He has a sefer called Kedas Moshe Yisrael, goes through all the important ideas behind marriage, and in his 47th vad, he says the following idea. This is unbelievable. When a person is low, okay, he's down and out, feeling of despair, the outcome of such a feeling could be twofold. On one hand, I could feel like, oh, you know, what did I accomplish? What have I done? That other guy, look what he did. Look what he accomplished. He finished something. He made a siyum. Look how he davens. Look how he gets up in the morning. Look how he made friends. Look how he builds his relationships. Look how much he's accomplished. You look at the other person, or you look at other things that are going on, and you feel low. What happens when you have that feeling? One person might say, that's it, I can't do it, it's impossible. How am I gonna ever get there? I can't get there, so there's no point. I might as well not do it. I'm not gonna have the same infrastructure that I have in yeshiva when I leave yeshiva, so what's the point? It's a big deal I could learn now 10 hours a day, 11 hours a day, I could do mitzvos and davening properly, etc. Yeah, but I know in 2 weeks from now, in 4 weeks from now, in a year from now, I'm not gonna be able to do that. So like, what's the point? If I'm not going to be able to do it, what am I shooting for? You feel down and out, I feel low, and I feel like basically giving up. But then there's another feeling that could come from feeling low. And that is, wow, look what that guy did. He accomplished so much. I didn't do that. I wasn't able to go ahead and accomplish that. I want more. I want to do more. I want to do that. I want to get there. I have a tremendous desire to go ahead and accomplish like that person or like that story that I heard or what I know I'm capable of doing. Both people start off in the same spot. They're low, they're in despair, they're having trouble, they're wondering what's going on. And one person says, forget it. And the other one says, oh, I want that. I'm going to push myself. I want more, I want more, I want more. A very, very big difference between those two people. They're both an am. They're both low. But one can end up as an am in a bad way, and the other one, as he points out, the same word of am is im, ayin mem. Im means with. I want to be with Hashem. I want to connect to Hashem. I want to grow. That's what an am is. A real am is someone who feels low. Yeah, look, how much do I actually know? But I want more. I want to grow more. I want to develop. I think big. B'nai Yisrael says the same Yishmuel. When they were at Har Sinai, they knew they didn't know anything. They didn't even have the Torah yet. But they had a burning desire to get more. They wanted to develop, and they were shooting high. And Chaim Yisrael Kaplan points out the following discourse in the Chumash, straight out of Rashi. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al-Moshe, Hineinochi ba'ilecha ba'av ha'anan. Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to appear to the Jewish people in the cloud. And I'm going to speak to you. What's the point of that? Ba'avur yishma ha'am, again the am, b'dabri mach. So when the B'nai Yisrael are standing at the mountain, they're going to hear me speaking to you. V'gam b'chayam min olam. And they'll trust you also. They will see that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are the chosen one because they're going to hear me speaking to you through the cloud. The end of the pasuk, Vayaged Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. And Moshe then told Hashem what the nation responded. So Rashi says as follows, Tshuva al davar zeh. What is this last part? That Moshe, Vayaged Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. That Moshe told Hashem what the Am said. It was a response to what Hashem said. Shemati mehem sheretzonim lishmoa mimcha. Hashem, I told them, you know, they're going to hear a voice from the cloud. It's going to be God, and he's going to be speaking to me. And they're like, no, thank you, buddy. We want to hear from God himself. We don't want to hear from the messenger. You can't compare hearing it from the messenger than hearing it from the king himself. We want to see the king. So Moshe went back to say that to Hashem. Now, the question is, where in the world do you see that in the Pasuk? All the Pasuk says is that Moshe went back and said, look, this is the response. Okay, now the next Pasuk says something else. Pasuk Yud, Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Lech la'am. So Hashem, Moshe says, they want to hear it from you. So Moshe goes to Hashem, and Hashem says to Moshe, go to the Am, calls the Am again. V'kidashim hayomu machar v'chibsu simosam, and tell them to purify themselves. What's this talking about? Explains Rashi. V'yom Hashem al Moshe, imkein shemaz kikim l'daber imam lecha la'am. If it is the case, says Hashem, that the Jewish people are obliging me to speak to them directly, so then go to the nation, and this is what you should do, tell them to purify themselves. Meaning, when in Pasuk Tes, when B'nai Yisrael said, oh, we don't want to hear Hashem through the cloud, we want you directly. So the next thing is Hashem says, well, if they want to speak imam, they want to speak directly, go to imam, I'll speak with you directly. So, okay, they'll get that. That was the response that Hashem, he changed it. He changed the plan because B'nai Yisrael said, we want you and nothing else. So you see that is what's going on by Matan Torah. They were an Am, but they were an Am that wanted Imam. They wanted that connection with Hashem. They wanted to be in with Hashem. They had a very, very strong desire to live with Him, to be with Him, to hear from Him, to learn from Him, to experience Him. We want to see the King Himself. Hashem said, okay, that's what they're going to get. But they have to go ahead and purify themselves and prepare. So we see that the word Am, in the context of Matan Torah, it's true that it means low life, or low, a low level, like it means all over the Torah. But there it means that they were low, but they wanted so much more. They recognized where they were, they recognized what they were lacking, but that didn't say, oh man, you know, I started too late in life, and I'll never be as smart as that guy, and I'll never be able to accomplish anything anyway next year. But instead, it turned them, Ritzoneinu L'Rosas Malkeinu, okay, we want more! We're not so high, so we want the high, we want the best, we want the top, we want the best. Let's go. That's what they asked for, that's what they wanted. And that is what an Am means in the context of Matan Torah. We have to try, as we prepare ourselves for Shavuos, we have to see where is our tshuva, where is our desire, what do we want, what makes us excited, what do we want more of? We want more of that game, we want more of that, we want more of this. What are we looking to strive for? What do we want more of? And we have to make sure that on one hand, we recognize, yeah, we didn't always accomplish everything that we wanted to, maybe. Or maybe there were people, or other people that we've heard of that have accomplished more. True, but God forbid that can never make us into an Am that then goes ahead and sins. You know what a sin is? When you decide that I can't do it anymore. That's a horrible sin. When you give up. You can know yourself and know your place and know that you can get a lot more, but then you just have to want that. And that's enough. It's enough. You know, sometimes, I guess we'll speak about this more as we get closer to Shavuos. We're pretty close now, but we'll speak about it more. You know, staying up all night. So, you know, if you make that calculation of how many hours of good learning you really get, it doesn't really make sense. You know, you go to sleep, you stay up a little later, okay, you go to sleep, you wake up, and you can learn much stronger the rest of the day. You know, by the time you get to Megillah over here, everyone is half asleep because they can't pay attention to it anymore. So you might say, oh, it's a bad idea, so forget it. Like, what? The whole idea is that it shows, but I want it. I want this. Yeah, sometimes when you want something and you do something a little cuckoo, so it's not as efficient. Okay, so we don't do this all year long, right? But on Shavuos day, Shavuos night, we say, I want this. I want the Torah. I don't want to go to sleep. How can I want to go to sleep? My 9-year-old says this to me often. He says, how can I go to sleep? I'm going to waste half my life sleeping. So it takes him until like 12:30 at night to fall asleep. We're working on it. But this is his taina, and he keeps on asking me, do you find out why Hashem made it they have to go to sleep? If anyone has a good answer, please bring it to me, because he's expecting me to answer that question. But in the meantime, he can't go to sleep at bedtime, because it doesn't make sense to go to sleep. Okay, he doesn't want to waste his life. So that's what we're doing, Shavuos night. Shavuos night, we're saying, I want more, I want to do it. Okay, I want him to stand up, and I'm push myself. That's what Shavuos is all about. That's what B'nai Yisrael were at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, they were an Am with an Im. That they wanted to be with Hashem. They wanted Hashem very, very badly. And they told Moshe, we don't want to hear Hashem through the cloud to you, to us. We don't want that. We want Ritzoneinu L'Ros Esmalkeinu. We want to see the king straight. We want to see him. Padim al-Padim. Face to face. That's what we want. And we have to make sure that in our lives, we're jeering and pushing our ritzonos, our desires. Where do we want? What do we want? We have to check that all the time. And push and want more and want more. And never, God forbid, ever despair. Never feel like, man, I'm down. Other guy did better than me. I can't do it. It's never too late. All you have to do is want more. Be'ez Hashem, if we want that, Hashem is going to help us, pull us to heights that we never ever could have imagined, and we'll be zocha to the tremendous success that we're all destined to have. Shavua Tov.